This is VOA News. We are remote. I'm Marissa Melton. At the United Nations General Assembly annual meeting on Saturday, Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi said it was crucial that Afghanistan not be used to spread terrorism globally. And he called on world leaders to help minorities in the country, including women and children. Taliban seized control of Afghanistan in August, 2 weeks before the United States finished withdrawing its troops from the country after 20 years of war. The U.S. sent troops to Afghanistan after the terrorist attacks on the United States on September 11, 2001. The U.S. troops were pursuing the al-Qaeda members who were suspected to have planned the attacks. Modi said it is important to ensure that the land of Afghanistan is not used to spread terrorism and perpetuate terrorist attacks. He added, "We also have to be alert that no nation should be able to misuse the delicate situation in Afghanistan for their own selfish motives." Modi's appeal to protect women in Afghanistan came amid indications the Taliban have been limiting women's rights since they seized the capital of Kabul. Women were largely banned from public life under the Taliban's previous reign in Afghanistan between 1996 and 2001. While the Taliban have pledged more leniency this time around, reports from the country indicate little has changed since their last time in power. Other speakers expected Saturday at the General Assembly include leaders from Russia, Ethiopia, and Haiti. Millions of Americans are now eligible to receive a Pfizer booster shot to help increase their protection against the worst effects of coronavirus. This, according to U.S. President Joe Biden. They'll be available to people 65 and older who got the Pfizer initially. VOA News. North Korea is willing to consider another inter-Korean summit if mutual respect between the rivals can be assured. This, according to state news agency KCNA, quoting Kim Yo-jong, the sister of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. The comment comes just a day after North Korea urged the United States and South Korea to abandon what it called their hostile policy and double standards before formal talks can be held on ending the Korean War. The Korean War, which lasted from 1950 to 1953, ended with an armistice, not a peace treaty, leaving U.S.-led UN forces technically still at war with North Korea. The question of formally ending the war has been complicated by North Korea's pursuit of nuclear weapons. Kim Yo-jong said constructive discussions offer the chance for meaningful and successful solutions, including the reestablishment of the North-South Joint Liaison Office and the North-South Summit, to say nothing of the timely declaration of the significant termination of the war. And once again, that's a quote from Kim Yo-jong. On Tuesday, while addressing the UN General Assembly, South Korean President Moon Jae-in repeated a call for a formal end to the war, but he later said time is running out to achieve such progress before his term ends in May. North Korea for decades has sought an end to the war, but the United States has been reluctant to agree unless North Korea gives up its nuclear weapons. Thousands of environmental activists staged a rally outside Argentina's Congress on Friday to demand that politicians take stronger action to curb climate change. Many protested against a government-proposed fossil fuel bill that would benefit oil companies and demanded the government pass a law to protect the Paraná Delta, one of the largest wetlands in South America. The protest was part of a string of rallies around the world, from Japan, India, and Nigeria to Greece, Italy, and Britain, amid dire warnings that the planet faces dangerous temperature rises unless greenhouse gas emissions are cut sharply in the coming years. The idea for a global climate strike was inspired by teenage Swedish activist Greta Thunberg's solo protest in Stockholm 3 years ago. It snowballed into a mass movement until the coronavirus pandemic put a stop to large gatherings. Only recently have activists again begun staging smaller protests again. In Brazil, demonstrators took over the streets of the Brazilian cities of Sao Paulo and Rio de Janeiro on Friday, protesting against President Jair Bolsonaro's climate policies. This is in addition to all the other protests staged around the world. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.